Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today is all about Danica and her baby girl. Yay, she's in the world.
Yay.
All right, so start wherever.
All right. I know that the last time that we talked with Bianca, I had mentioned that I had a lot of Braxton Hicks and just feeling really tight, and they were a little different, more intense, and they were all day long. And so Wednesday, I went to work and everything. I had them all day, and they were more intense. Like, it was uncomfortable to walk. Like, there was more pressure. I felt like I was constantly on a bicycle seat, and just the pressure was more intense. So I got home, ended up like working out, and I actually like felt a little bit better. But at home, I like cleaned a little bit, and then I went to bed early, around 1:11, which, by the way, is crazy because for the past like 2 years, I think I've always seen like 1:11 or 11:11, mm-hmm. And it's been something like I've mentioned to Aaron Altman,
yep.
And I always see those numbers. Like, every time I look at the clock, I see those numbers. So 1:11 a.m., I woke up and I was like, this is a little bit more intense. And I struggled to like walk to go to the bathroom, and I just wanted to like monitor it, but it was super tight. So Matt got home around 2:30, and I said to him, I really think that these are different. And he had been hearing this for the past like 3 days. So he was like, okay,
right, yeah,
go back to bed. Like, are they really different? And so I was having one at the time, and I felt a gush, and I was like, I really think that my water just broke too. And he was like, maybe you just wet yourself, like, go to the bathroom. And I was like, that was different. So it was definitely my water breaking, and I went to the bathroom, and he was exhausted. So he worked all night long and actually didn't come home that night at all. So I said, I'll go downstairs and I'll time them and I'll see where I'm at. So I called my mom and I let her know. She said, time them. And they just kept on getting more intense. So, and I went to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom too. So mucus plug, I definitely happened. I lost that. My water broke. I went to the bathroom. So three signs, like, my body's getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
I called the doctor on call, and I said to her, my contractions are like 4 to 6 minutes apart. She's like, you're still really early gestationally, and so why don't we just like have you stay at home? And I was like, and my water broke, my mucus plug is gone, and I went poop. And she was like, oh goodness, come in. So she's like, you should have started that. So went upstairs, I told Matt, I was like, this is it, let's do this. So he was like, okay, we're going to calmly get ready, and we're going to go. I'm like, okay, this is good. So we packed all our stuff, got in the car, got right there, went into like the delivery room, and I called my mom on the way there, made sure that my mom knew what was happening. And so then, like, the actual contractions didn't really get that intense for another, I'd say, hour. And by that time, my mom had gotten there. Then I labored for 17 hours. I went in, and I was 2 centimeters dilated, 100% effaced. And then it was just, like, slowly progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So I started on the bed. And then I switched over to a ball, which really, really helped. So I went on the labor ball and moved around through them and was able to kind of know when they were coming, watched them on the monitor, understood, like, okay, they're going to come, this is how they're going to be, and then they're just going to be gone. When they started to get more intense, so I every hour I would progress by, like, 2 centimeters.
Oh, wow.
So, and then it would, like, slow down, and they'd be like, why don't you try walking? And so they gave me different options. Mm-hmm. Just when they would, like, plateau a little bit and, like, no progression, they would help me to, like, move around. So when they started, when I was 6 centimeters dilated, they let me do the tub.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. I loved it. So that was something that I ended up going back to, like, towards the very end. But so at that point, I had known that my goal was always to, like, I want to have a natural birth. Mm-hmm. And I really want to be able to monitor my diabetes really well. I don't want to be on an insulin drip. And I wanted to be able to have her vaginally, which was something that was really important to me. And if she had stayed in a little bit longer, I don't think that I would have been able to, because mm-hmm. she's a big baby, even at 36 weeks. So when the anesthesiologist came in, I knew, like, it's very easy when, like, an option is there, because those contractions effing hurt. Like, they're no joke. And you need to, like, go to your holy place, because it's not something that's easy. You need to breathe through them. And Matt and I talked about, like, how are you going to handle it? Matt handles pain in, like, a is that all you got kind of way, and, like, give me more, I got this. And I was trying to handle the pain, like, what is the purpose of the pain? So I was analyzing it and reminding myself of the purpose and saying, like, it is here, it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. What is its purpose? How long is it lasting? And then work through that.
Yeah.
And knowing it's gonna get more intense, there's no way around that, and this is how I need to deal with it. And then I had my mom coaching me through it too. So my mom would be like, use it. The pain is there for a reason. Use it. You want to progress it. You want to dilate more. Like, we're going to use this one. So every big one that I would have, I'd be like, whoa, that bitch better have done something. Because it would be really intense. And so my mom would be like, let's use it. This one's going to be a big one. Let's use it. I want you to breathe down, bring it down, bring it down. And she helped me so much with that. And when the anesthesiologist came in, he went through his talk. And before, like, taking a breath, I was like, no. Because I didn't want to, like, I just wanted to stick to my guns. Right. And he was like, okay, that's fine. Just wanted to, I was like, no. Okay, I think I have a contraction. You need to leave, because you're like a really nice brownie, and I'm hungry, and I want to eat you, but I'm on prep right now, and I can't. So working through those, that's how I did it. And after, I think, 8 centimeters, you don't have the choice anymore anyways. So once I got there, I was like, all right, let's do this. Switch to the tub again. Worked through it and just kept in my mind thinking, I just want to get to 10 so that I can push. And, like, it's 17 hours is a long time. So I was so tired, but I knew that the hardest part wasn't even there yet. So every time I was able to breathe a little bit, I would, like, close my eyes, my mom or Matt played with my hair. I had music on, a little bit of R&B. It was great. Mm-hmm. And tried to rest and, like, have my reserves be there. I wasn't eating either. I was drinking as much as I could, mm-hmm. but I was nauseous. Like, I wasn't in the mood. I sucked on, like, animal crackers. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing I wanted. So my mom, I told Matt, text my mom, I need animal crackers. So I sucked on animal crackers during it. And after a certain point, you can only have clear liquids. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck it at that point. But So doctor comes in and says, you have 10 centimeters dilated. I like started bawling. Yeah. And I was like, okay, let's do this. So now we're at the point where I can push if I want to. And so she was positioned really well, but her foot was in my rib. And so for me to be on my back and grab my legs and push, it pushed her foot deeper into my rib. And that was so painful. So like more painful than the actual pushing and contraction. So they switched me to do squat position, mm-hmm. and I was bending over a bar, and which was awesome, except I didn't know what I was pushing. I didn't have like the mind muscle connection. Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying to bear down, like to think of like your core and to bear down. So I would do that, but I wasn't pushing like where I needed to. So they actually did some like stimulation during mm-hmm. it to help me. They put pressure where I needed to feel.
Oh, nice.
What I was doing, like where to push from. Mm-hmm. So that helped me so much. And she was like, you feel that pressure? Push against me. Finally, when I got it, I was making progress. And it is really hard. Surprisingly, the contraction isn't as hard when you're pushing because you're focused on the pushing.
Yeah.
And even though it's an intense contraction, there's so much more that's going on at that point that it doesn't feel as bad. So when my mom would count in her, she would count to 7, but then I recognized that I needed to go to 10. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't make that progress until like 6 is when I like registered everything. And then 6 or 10 is when I was actually pushing where I needed to. And then I got stubborn and I was like, every time, cause you take a breath and then you hold your breath and then you push through the contraction. But you have to have a contraction there in order to push. So I was like, I can get 4 steps in this time. But then you have to wait. So like then when the contraction is done, you have to stop and you have to wait for another contraction. And so there was a point where like her head was there and she was right, like I was finished a contraction and she was like part way out, like quarter of a way. Mm-hmm. Which is so frustrating because you just want to keep pushing to like keep her progressing, but you have to wait. And so every time I would be like, I need her, like I need to bear down. I'm totally going to start crying. But I had to like think this baby girl needs to come out and like I need to use this so much. So towards like the end, they're like, you need to push, you know, like this baby girl needs to come out now. And at that point, I was like, done. Like, I don't know where reserves come from. Mm-hmm. But I knew in my heart that, like, probably they would have used, like, a vacuum or they would have done something different because I would get to the point where she was almost there, but then everything would stop and, like, then I would have to wait so it was not going as fast as it needed to. So contraction came and I got like on my back and I just like pushed with all of my might and like beyond any, I don't think I've pushed through pain like that before beyond anything I've ever done because I knew like she needed to be there. So, and then when it happened, oh my God, like so beautiful. Like I could feel her come completely out and they took her and made sure like she was good. And because she was halfway out a little bit for a while, they just needed to make sure that her heart rate was good and suctioned her out and made sure like there wasn't fluid in the lungs and everything like that. And Matt stayed right by my side. My mom was actually pushed away. There were 4 people down there like ready to go and like situate her shoulders and mm-hmm. it is the biggest relief when it happens because it like comes right out, everything comes right out and it's such an overwhelming experience. And then they said, okay, like, we're going to put it right on you. And that moment is just unreal. Like, you, like, after, what, 17, 19 hours, and, I mean, not including the 9 months that, like, she's growing inside of you, and at that, even though I was so out of it, I couldn't, like, keep myself together at all, but beautiful. Like, when you hear her cry for the first time, and there's something that, like, takes over you as a mom, and, like, nothing else matters. Like, I didn't, they were like, okay, but now you need to push your, so I had to push my placenta out. And I was like, okay, even though I'm exhausted, yep. I have to push still. That's fine, because the most important part is out right now. And so I pushed that out. They massaged a little bit, and then I had to push that out. And, ugh, like, it is just unreal. And I remember, like, really being completely out of it and being so, so fatigued, like, looking at Matt and being like, I'm just so tired, but she's here, and that's all that matters at this point. So then, like, they had to take her, check her. A NICU staff was actually there just to make sure things were good. They monitored my blood sugar the whole entire time, which was awesome. She got to stay in the room with us, and they showed me the placenta, and that is crazy. Mine's like a thick bastard. Like, it was, like, not long. Like, it wasn't big. It was, like, thick and juicy.
Mike said they're huge.
She was feeding really well. Yeah, like, it was crazy to see that. And just to see, like, where she's been living and hanging out and insane, right? Like, it's just absolutely insane. And they made sure, like, I was good as far as, like, hydration, and because my lips got a little blue and, like, white around the edges. And, I mean, you're holding your breath and pushing at the same time. That's got to take something out of you, right? So, but we got moved to another room, and she came with us. She came right with us, and she had to stay in the room the whole time unless we wanted a break. So there was a nursery there that would take her and give us a little bit of a break. They helped me with, like, latching on and all that stuff, and the help that I received from everybody was beyond anything I ever expected. There were two nurses that were there that were actually, they were completing their fellowships, I think, and but they were right in front of me the whole time. And at one point there, like, towards the end, there were a lot of people there. So, and I knew what was going on. Like, I knew that, like, the OB had said, okay, like, we need to make a game plan. What are we doing? They said, get the vacuum, don't open it. We need to coach her. This has to happen. So, like, I knew what was going on, but I looked at those two girls, because they also were like, where's the heartbeat? Get the heartbeat, change it out. And so you hear all this stuff going on, but, like, you're focused on, like, one thing. These two girls looked at me and they were like, are you ready, mama? Because we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm only looking at you two right now. And they were just amazing. Like, they coached me so well. And, I mean, that's what they're there for. Yeah. But to have a good rapport with somebody during it, you need that. Like, you need, and you need to be coachable. Like, you need to just be able to trust that they know what's happening.
Yeah.
And they immediately picked up on my personality too. Mm-hmm. So they were like, she's a dig deeper type of person. Mm-hmm. And I don't, we just need to, like, tell her, you got this, let's do this. And which is awesome. Mm-hmm. They were very receptive of my cues. And then they were able to just make it that much better for me. So we had to stay in the hospital for 4 days, I think. So we came She was born on Thursday, Turkey Day,
which you
is
said
crazy.
You said that a while ago. That
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. I knew it in my mind and in my heart. I was like, 36 weeks. Like, it's going to happen at 36 weeks. And I was like, it'll probably be a Turkey Day baby. Like, something. I'm not a big fan of Thanksgiving.
Right.
Maybe that's why. Now I love Thanksgiving. But what a great day to have. Like, it's a family day. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I knew she was going to be early. So I was like, there's no way my body's going to handle this much longer. But we had to, so Thursday she was born. She was 7 pounds, 13 ounces, and born at 8:12. She's 20 inches long. So she was, for her gestational age, she was a big baby. And I knew that. She was a little jaundiced, and they wanted to monitor that. And then what else? She wasn't latching that well. So they monitor all babies, especially diabetic babies, actually. So afterwards, she's not getting, if say my blood sugar is high during the daytime, and she's still in utero, so she gets like pure sugar. That wasn't happening anymore. So she's going to drop some weight. And I knew that, but the doctors kept on saying too that, so if she, no matter what, if she goes past 10% of a weight loss, they have to keep her. Mm-hmm. So that ended up happening. But the doctor was like, if I came in and saw your baby and you told me, and you didn't say a word about her weight loss, I would have never known, because she's a healthy size baby. So for her gestational age, she looks really good. It's just policy. And which, I mean, honestly, staying in the hospital was a blessing, because I had so much help. And lactation nurses came in, and each nurse had like a different technique they would teach us, and different things, like different tips and different cues to look out for. And I was so grateful to be able to have the opportunity to stay a little bit longer. Free food. I mean, they have like pads galore, and those mesh underwear are beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But they take care of you,
right.
You know? You're in like this like spa, so to say.
Yeah, it's
and
like a hotel.
Protected. You want to take a right. And you want to take a mom and dad need a break. You can take her in the nursery and like actually get some solid sleep, because it's not going to happen afterwards when you go home. So then finally her pediatrician, so we saw three pediatricians while we were there, just they came in to check her. Her pediatrician ended up coming Monday, mm-hmm. and was amazing. Like, she was like, baby girl is going to do just fine and you're doing great. And we actually, I had like a roller coaster of emotions, being discouraged, like, what more can I do? Am I not latching right? Like, am I not producing? Like, what's happening? And I did a lot of hand expression. Mm-hmm. So I did it. We like spoon fed her too. And then they showed me like different things. So we ended up doing a SNS tube, and but she latches on, and then we put the tube right inside of her mouth, and it is connected to my breast milk. So I pumped, and so she's getting double. So she is absolutely getting like 20 to 30 cc's, depending on how much we put in. And then she's also getting like the sensation of my nipple in her mouth. So once that nurse showed me that, I was like, you are God. I love you. Because then I could like see what she was getting and know, even if I am not giving her a lot, she's still getting this amount. Mm-hmm. That was like key to progress and helped so much. Matt has been amazing with like helping me and figuring out a routine and a balance and making sure we check things off. He's very like structured and schedule oriented, which helps a lot. So like timing of feeding, how much are we feeding? So we got discharged Monday, but we had to do the car seat challenge, which we didn't realize took 90 minutes. but that's okay. we did it. It was perfect. And then we got home late Monday, and it felt so good to be home and so, like, good to re-enter to the boys. And they were like, what is this? This is crazy. Who is this Ravenna? And they've been by my side. They've, like, they're curious. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when she cries, they're like, what is this? I think they're getting used to it, though, but they're just really curious still. And she's trying to figure out, like, is she just here for the weekend? Why is she still here? I don't understand
this. Can she give me treats?
Can she leave now? Because
I want to go. Right.
But, yeah. As far as routine goes, it's been really good so far. Really, really good. So about every 2 to 2.5 hours, we started off with feedings. And she actually established that routine in the hospital. So then now she wakes up at like 2.5 hours, and which is awesome. This past night, though, she slept 3.5 and in 2 different segments, and which was obviously nice. But and then she'll wake up, like, you'll hear her, like, start to get up a little bit and wiggle wobble and make her little cues. And then we have a really good routine where I'm coming downstairs. There's already breast milk that I've pumped from the previous time. We set up everything for 20 to 30 cc's. So then I start her off breastfeeding and make sure she has a good latch. We do the SNF tube, which we're going to continue to do until her weight continues to progress up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to measure. It'd be the same as, like, using a bottle. Then after she's done with that vial, I continue to breastfeed. So I switch her over to the other side. She's been latching really well. And you can tell when they actually suck, like when it's a real suck or when it's not really happening. So she's been doing really well. Then Matt takes her, changes her, burps her. I put breast pump on, and then I go at it. Then that whole process, we've eliminated the time, which is awesome because we want to be really time efficient, because before in the hospital, it was extending out to like an hour. And by that point, we're expending calories. Like, she's no longer taking them and she's expending them. So 30 minutes is what it's been taking. And then we hurry up, burp her, get her swaddled, get her to bed. So she knows, like, this is what we're doing. We're eating. We have a little bit of uptime when we're changing you. We cuddle you, bunk you, swaddle you, get you in bed, sleep. So that's been working really well. And she's getting more and more alert, like, open eye time, which is really good. And her cues are awesome, like knowing when she has to burp. She's a burpy baby. Like, she gets very gassy. So in between, like, I would say a good, like, 5 minutes, she has to be burped, and or even, like, shorter. So we've seen that happen. She's pooping good. She's peeing good. She's a little monkey. Mm-hmm. Like, when they must be, like, uptight inside of you, like, their legs are uptight, because when she's, like, burping on my chest, her legs are, like, a little, like, frog, actually. So they look just like a frog, and so we have so many nicknames for her already. I'm sure you did the same. So we're like, when she is like rooting or she wants the boob, and she's like, like a little monkey. I love it. And then we call her Little Frog Princess because she like goes right up in frog position. It is awesome though. I've cried so many times, and with overwhelming, like, joyful tears. Like, last night, I was, like, rocking her, and I started to sing You Are My Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Lost it. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. But just overwhelming. Like, you it's this feeling that like you can't really describe, I guess. It's like a, like I'm so happy that she's here, and the love that like you have for your daughter or son is something that like you can't really match anywhere. I love my husband, but it's a completely different way, and she is your world. And yeah, it's crazy. Like, so I've had many breakdowns, but good ones, like really, really good ones. Matt has like seen me like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, I'm just so happy. I'm sure hormones play a role.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's like, is that it? What questions do you have?
I mean, she did a great job telling us. How has it been with your diabetes? Because that's something that we all won't, yeah. I mean, this whole world is completely different from one person to another, but you have, like, another factor that adds in, and it's interesting.
During labor, every time they would come in and check me, they would take my blood sugar and then take it, they would compare it to my continuous glucose monitor. I think I was, like, testing my blood sugar every 30 minutes to an hour and keeping it in like a tight range, and then making adjustments accordingly. Right after, so immediately after, my insulin needs dropped significantly. So I didn't bolus. I reduced my insulin by 50%, and I haven't bolused any insulin, meaning I could still continue to eat and not need extra insulin,
oh, wow.
Which I knew was going to happen because mm-hmm. they told me about that. And breastfeeding, they told me, I mean, you are burning so many calories and it's a workout for you. So I have had more lows than anything, but I just had to adjust my pump setting. And then I was given a plan from the diabetes educator that I worked with and specialist, and she gave me a whole plan for like labor and then delivery, and then gave me a plan for postpartum and what my insulin ranges needed to be in and how I needed to like monitor them. But it's been better because it's just me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think stress is as involved with my sugars, and it's been plateauing a little bit more. Like it's not as crazy as it was, like shifting all over the place with hormones. And it's just the breastfeeding now that I can tell that after feeding, my blood sugar has dropped. So figuring out like, do I have a snack right before? Do I just suspend my insulin? Do I drop my insulin dosage? So just figuring out that routine,
mm-hmm.
and it's happening every 2-3 hours, so making sure that I'm just monitoring it. I don't have that stress on me anymore. I think with my sugars were completely like supporting her growth, and I wanted to make sure that she was growing at a healthy pace. So even though, yes, the sugars were, like, for me, it's good for me to take care of my body, too.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end, it was all about her. Like, there was no – I really didn't do my sugars for me, if that sounds weird. Like, it helped me. It was great for me because they were in tight control. So maybe I just didn't worry about it, but it was focused more on her. So now I don't feel guilty if, like – my blood sugar is like 135. I'm not freaking out. Now I'm like, okay, I'll make adjustments, which is better for my stress level too. So yeah, they helped. They were impressed though. The doctors were like, we should be asking you questions. This is a level that we haven't seen before. And most people come in and really don't have good structured plan moving forward, or they aren't aware of how everything impacts your body and your body. So people who don't have diabetes, your body would naturally adjust,
mm-hmm.
and it would adjust with chaos. Like you could be in a chaotic environment and your body does it on its own and it self-regulates, and my body does not. So that it was really cool to be able to manually regulate what's happening. It's really cool when you think about it and break it down.
Yeah.
It's a fun little tool, I guess.
Yeah. And it's not, you said a little while ago, is it silly or weird that you didn't really care for yourself about your sugars and you're caring more about your both of your sugars together, basically? I think that's 100% normal, because even now, moving forward, when you're breastfeeding, like, you're gonna be like, oh, did I have onions? Is this gonna make her upset? Is, you know, did I have a cup of coffee? Is this gonna make her upset? You know, it's still the same thing,
yeah,
but now it's gonna be through your breast milk. And
yeah, and it's, that's so true. I told Matt, I've never felt so like just settled, like happy, I guess. And it's almost because I only have one thing I really need to focus on. Like, there's nothing, and I think you've said this to me before, like, nothing else really matters. Like, there's, like, you could be, like, you don't get back to an email, or like, a text message happens and you didn't respond right away. Like, nothing else in this moment really matters other than, like, I have a newborn and she's my world. I need to make sure that I am feeding her right and that she's good.
Mm-hmm. Literally, you have to take care of this tiny human.
Yeah.
You can't do it without you.
Right.
How are you feeling physically?
So, physically, I'm feeling better. I feel like, so I am, I can tell people this now, but, and I think I'll make a post about it. So, everyone's different. We've talked about this too with weight gain and where we start, and everyone's number is different. So when I first got pregnant, I was 117 and I was 137 on the day that I gave birth. So I gained 20 pounds. And then this morning I'm 120. I don't know where the fuck weight goes. I was like, what? I will say I finally went poop, and that felt good. So there might be 5 pounds. but weight is completely irrelevant when it comes to this stuff, I feel, because I still am very distended, and my belly feels like a bowl of jelly.
Yeah.
It feels like you have all your organs that, like, are there, and there's too much room for your organs. Your organs are like wiggle wobbling all over the place, and it's such a weird feeling. Like, I don't like it. So I did beforehand buy a belt, and I struggled with rectus diastasis, so my abs separated a little bit too. So I know my core clearly just went through a crazy thing. But it just feels like a bowl of jelly. That's exactly what it feels like. So I'm a little distended, and I'm wearing a belt, so a postpartum belt, to just help everything. It makes me feel actually more secure. Like, I just feel more supported in my core. Like, when I laugh, it feels better. If I sneeze, it feels better. For a while, I couldn't push. Like, I needed to go number two so bad, and I couldn't push because it really, really hurt down there for good reasons,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm still bleeding a little bit, and that's normal, but it is getting better and better. And just today, I actually don't feel as sore, but little movements that, like, I still don't feel comfortable or confident, or shouldn't actually do any crunch up, but moving up or laying on my side actually still feels a little weird, like things aren't supported.
Mm-hmm.
Energy wise, I don't know what like mother in things you have inside of you, but I feel great. Like, I'm like, what do you want to do? Let's do this. Like, we could do this. And, like, I don't know how, like, I mean, obviously I'm tired. Like, there will come a time that this is all going to catch up,
mm-hmm.
but I think, like, you run on a high for a little bit, and then it probably hits you like a brick fucking wall, and you're like, no, just sleep longer, child. But I feel good. Like, I feel like I'm recovering at a pace that I should be. My swelling is going down there. my uterus has settled back down. So they like did a lot of manual stimulation for a little while in the hospital, and my uterus is going back to like where it should be. It's low, it's hard, which is good. Engorgement of the boobs, holy crap. Mm-hmm. That hurts. My right side had, it got really, really, really hard. And I was like, what is happening? Because when your milk comes in, it's like you just had a breast augmentation. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Just like it is rock solid, and everything is like high and tight, and your boobs are huge. Mm-hmm. Like I looked down and I was like, holy shit, what just happened to my boobs? So my right one is harder. Like it feels like I have just more milk ducts there. Mm-hmm. My left one, not as much, and actually is a smoother flow, but getting better. And it's crazy when your milk comes in too, because it like replenishes itself.
Yeah,
so like after pumping and after feeding, you feel great. You're like, oh, my boobs feel fantastic. It's nice and soft. And then like 2 hours later, you're like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That's going to be your life for a while now.
Yeah. I don't care at all about, so as far as like other physical stuff, I tried to go, well, little like things. I tried to like challenge myself a little bit. So I was like, I'm going to walk. They had a cafe at the hospital, and I wanted to walk and get like a nice meal. So I was like, I'm going to walk there, and a part of it is in the elevator. So I was so winded, and I was like, okay, like we're not doing anything anytime soon. Yesterday, we had a doctor's appointment for her. So she saw her pediatrician again, and afterwards we needed to go to the grocery store. So I was like, I really just want to get out. Like, I want to do it on my own, and you stay in the car with her and I'll go get the groceries. I was so winded. Like, I was like, and I'm tapped out for the day. That was my workout for the day, is walking around the grocery store and being like done. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I have no desire to, at this point, I think that I just need to focus on making sure my body's healing well and all my parts are where they should be, and yeah, just resting well. It's crazy what you like feel. I've never felt so fatigued off of like grocery shopping.
Yeah. And things will get better. Like I said, mine's just a walk in our little, but we live in a cul-de-sac, so it wasn't very long of a walk, and I was like, okay, but,
Yeah, it's, like, the little things that you don't expect, like, I remember 2 days after, maybe, we were at the hospital, and my mom came, and I was like, I just want to go for a walk with Maddie, and move around a little bit, and, like, my pace was so slow.
Right.
And then I said to Matt, let's try the stairs. We did like five just up. And I was done. I was like, okay, we're done with that. Like it's your body goes through, you pushed out a friggin' child.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not expecting to like bounce right back to it. There's no friggin' way. And that is okay. I've never been more okay about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whatever. I'm totally down for not doing that. Yeah.
Is Matt now home for a little while with you?
Yeah. So he has 6 weeks he can take off, and he's going to try to like figure out, is it better to just do like 3 weeks right up front, or we're going to play it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
And see, but he is home with me and has been such a good help figuring out like mommy daddy routine. And I'm making sure he's as involved as I can have him be,
mm-hmm.
which is, I feel like, so important. I know that you talked about that too. But he's been awesome. Just me. He has changed more diapers than I have. I think I've changed two, and all the rest has been him. And you change a lot of diapers. Like there's, I think I've changed one poopy diaper, and he's changed all the rest. But that's the routine that we've gotten into is a transitional routine. So mommy does this right after daddy does this, then mommy will do this. And so it's just been really helpful. And then the great thing is I am more like I'm more of a morning person where he's more nocturnal. Yep. So at nighttime I get really tired and he's okay with me taking a nap like towards the later evening time if after she's done eating. So like he'll let me nap. And then when it comes to early morning feeds, I'm up and I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go. Like I'm ready to do this. So I'll say, you go upstairs, you rest and you take a nap. I got this. And that has, I mean, his job is nocturnal. So right. He's up at nighttime anyway. So it makes sense. But that's been really helpful too, is knowing where we're most effective when it comes to parenting, like where our energy is. And yeah, it's my mom is not here anymore right now. She was here for a while. She left yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon. And she was like, you guys let me know when you want me back. She had to go see my aunt. But so this was our first day, just us so far. I mean, it's only 1 o'clock,
but hey,
so far so good.
Yeah, it is. It's just learning your new life now.
Yeah. And not being, like, being okay with, I'm sure that you struggled with this too, like, when I have in the morning, I'm like, I'm going to check all my emails and I'm going to do this. And why hasn't this person emailed me back? And I am still involved in work in a little bit. So I'm like, why? I'm the manager. Why haven't they gotten back to me? But I'm not the manager right now. Like I am on maternity leave. So I have to remember that and remember to rest. Like I keep on reminding myself, like when she sleeps, you sleep. When she sleeps, you sleep. And trying to just not, it's a big shift when you're like, go, 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 go. There's your to-do list and you get through it and like, you're going to do this and you're going to do this. Like it's, I went from that right to like up until the very last day to not being like capable of going grocery shopping. It's like a big pause, like a big train that you were driving and the train was going really fast and then the brakes are like stop. So and then it's gonna put up the hill a little bit. So just reminding myself to be okay with that. But I feel like I am too. Like I feel good about where I'm at as far as like my involvement with my clients and still being like, I'm still answering all my emails. I don't want people to think that they have a free moment just because I had a baby doesn't mean that like you're off the hook.
Right.
And you've said this too, yeah. Like, I still have my phone. I still have my laptop. Like, I'm still going to talk to you. And when she's sleeping, guess what? Like, I can still email you. Yeah. I can still check in with you. Like, I'm capable of doing all of that stuff. I may not be physically there, but trust, this isn't like your free-for-all.
Right.
And it keeps you, you don't lose that part of you, you know? Like, it's such an important part of me. It's who I was. And I don't want to lose that. It's like who I'm going to go back to. So now I just have to learn how to balance it really well and not overwhelm myself with all the other things. Like remind myself that it's okay not to be 110% into like work, 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 work. Like you have a baby girl now and it's okay not to answer all the emails right away.
Well, your 110% just got split into another piece of pie. Sugar-free pie.
Totally. Sugar-free pie. Totally.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So, can you pronounce her name for us? Because I can't.
Yeah. Ravenna.
Ravenna. Okay, I was like Ravenna. 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 I'm like, they have Danica, which gets spelled wrong all the time, or someone says it wrong. Ravenna and then Matt.
Yes, I know. So we've had a lot of people ask, like the nurses will come in and be like, Ravina. I'm like, no, Ravenna. Like, if it was Vina, it would be two E's, and it's not. So Ravenna. And her little nickname is Venna.
Oh,
So
I like
yeah,
that. Aw,
Venna.
that's fun.
I think it's such a different name. And Matt and I, the only name that we agreed on that didn't have like something that we were like, meh, I don't like that, I don't like that. Like, we had so many names floating around, and then Ravenna was the only one that there was nothing that we didn't like about it. So that
Where'd you guys find that name?
was it. Yeah, so we were watching, what was it called? Snow White and the Huntsman. We watched that name, and the queen, her name is Ravenna, and then also it's a beautiful city in Italy. And we also thought about Vienna, which we thought was in Italy. It's not. It's in Austria. So good thing we didn't go with that one, and we're like, it's from Italy. But we were looking up. It's really messed up, right? But we were, for some reason, we thought Vienna was from Italy, and then we did look up names, like places in Italy, because they're beautiful names, like of places. So, and Ravenna was one of them, and then Venna we loved, but we feel like it was too short. So, yeah, Ravenna is just Ravenna Rose. It's not too unique where you're like, did you make that name up? But it's unique enough where you don't hear it often. Just like Danica. Like, I don't think that when I was named Danica, there weren't a lot of Danicas out there at all.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like awkward.
Yeah, I like it. Ravenna. And then, what was it again, the short? Venna?
Venna.
Yeah. That's cute. I like it. I love nicknames, so I'm all about them nicknames.
Me too. I
I've actually said to my daughter Isabel Lynn already in her almost 8 weeks of life, I was like, Isabel Lynn, you are not needing to cry that hard. Like, you know how you when you're when they're you're in trouble and you're like, Chrissy Lynn, and you're like, shit, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
I was like,
You get the
Isabel
full
Lynn.
name.
She's like, Rah! She doesn't understand. I don't know why she doesn't know that's a problem.
I cannot wait to like have them meet each other, even though they probably won't understand the meeting.
Oh, that's okay.
But
We'll give it a
I
little. We'll give it
can't
like
wait.
a couple months so they can kind of like realize that there's a human that's about their size. And like, that's a human, and that's about my size.
Yeah,
That's
it's gonna be crazy. I know.
excellent.
Thank you so much for letting me share my story, and I'm happy that I told Matt. Like, I'm so grateful for the podcast because I'm able to share like the whole entire experience, and I know that eventually I won't remember so many details because I will start building more memories and more memories. So to be able to have it recorded is awesome.
Yeah, and you'll be sleep deprived like I am. You won't know
Yes.
Danis.
But you still look so beautiful. So
I
that's all that matters.
like to listen back to it every once in a while, so it's good. Excellent. So we'll let you get back to being mommy and just you and Matt, and I need to shower because this is my free time that I can actually jump in the shower.
Yay, we'll take advantage of that.
Right. Like the important things in life now. Oh, you get to shower? Go.
Yes.
Go.
Go.
Well, we're so proud of you, my love, and I was thankful. I woke up. Let me tell, I guess my side of the story. I woke up and it was Thanksgiving Day and I was hosting Thanksgiving. And I got it, and I saw the text from Matt, and I was like, yes, they're in. The whole day, like, everyone at my house, like, every person that I saw, I was like, Danica's in labor. As the day went, like, longer, and we hadn't heard anything, my mom's like, have you heard from Matt and Danica? And even Mike was like, have you heard from Matt? And I was like, no, I'm, like, cleaning. I was like, about to text, because I was like, I want to give them their space, because I know, like, probably about now, it's getting real. Like, it's getting hard, it's getting real, and they're, like, they have other things to focus on. So I literally was waiting, and it was probably about 9 o'clock, and I was like, I'm going to give him a text. And I looked at my phone, and he had texted me, and I was like, yes. So I was very excited.
Yay.
Yeah.
He was awesome keeping everybody posted, because I didn't look at my phone once. Yeah. I was like, I got shit to do, and I'm not going to look at my phone once. And he was on my phone, too, so he was, like, looking at my phone, and then he would tell me, like, who do you want me to tell, who do you want me to text? So I, like, would go through, like, a quick list and then have a contraction and then be like, I remember this person. But I didn't go on my phone for, like, 2 days, I think.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But he did so well, like, keeping people up to date. It was awesome.
That is good. Excellent. And you have to show more pictures. I mean, honestly, I need more baby pictures. Just kidding.
I know. Let me see if I can move. She should be waking up. Feeding time is right at 1:30. Mm-hmm. But she's sleeping right now.
Aww. She has so much hair. Oh my goodness, look at that little one. Oh, I love how bundled she is. Oh, she's adorable.
She has so much hair. Like, it's unreal.
Yeah.
And all the doctors were like, did you have heartburn? And I was like, no, not at all. And they're like, are you shitting me? Because this child needs a barrette. Like, it's not okay.
Oh my gosh. I hope she likes things in her hair. Belle does not like the head things yet, though.
No. Yeah, she better, because I swear it goes down, like, on her shoulders. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's so awesome. Excellent. All right. Well, I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited that we'll set up a time to meet and stuff with the girls. Give me some time to get into
Yay! Bobby. I can't wait.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we understand what we're thankful for.
Absolutely. And to be able to experience, like, this next segment of our life with you, I'm so excited. I have, like, there are so many things that you've said where I'm like, totally get it now.
Yes, yes. Excellent. So what's one tip you want to give people then instead?
So a big tip is, if you plan to do, no matter what your birthing plan is, just remember that it's okay. Like, whatever you choose is beautiful for you. So there is no right or wrong way at all. If you choose to do it naturally and you go through everything, remind yourself of the purpose of the pain. So all the time we run away from pain. It's like kind of what we're conditioned to do. Mm-hmm. And for this instance, you need to be able to say, there's a reason for it, and it's a beautiful reason, and I'm going to use it. Like, I am strong enough and I'm capable of using this pain and not to run away from it. So that helped me so much during, like, labor and during delivery. So to be able to, you will push past a point where you never thought, like, you could, but it's because you have to remind yourself of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Just remind yourself of your why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It always works.
There we go. I love it.
How about yours? What is yours? What's a tip for, like, me and being, like, almost 1 week? Tomorrow's 1 week. So what is your tip for 1 week mom?
Oh, man. See, this is where it's hard to remember. I have to go back to remember. I think this first part is actually really, it's awesome. Like, just enjoy it, because She sleeps, she eats. Like, you guys will have time together. You sleep, eat, time together. Sleep, eat, time together. And
yeah.
Just, it's weird because there's nothing else to do with her. Like, there's, like she's not smiling yet. She's mm-hmm. not reacting. She's just pooping, peeing, and eating. But just, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool to act like she's a regular person. Like, I talk to Belle like she's a regular person. Like, I take her step yeah. by step through what's going on. I'm like, so this is your oatmeal, and this is how you make it. And then, I don't know, just make her that. Just you and her.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah, you'll come together.
I love that. Just a team.
Yeah, that's it. Teamwork. Just, and remember that when you get frustrated. Because not at 1 week, but as it gets, as she gets a little bit more into the world, just remember those times where you're like, and you want to like run away and you want to run away. Just remember,
yeah,
breathe. There's something that will work. So,
right. That is good.
And it's okay to have spit up on your shirt and just rock.
I think it's sexy.
I mean, honestly, it's a new style.
Love it.
All right, we're going to end because I'm sweating. I need to go take a shower.
And my boobs are really engorged right now, so it's about feeding time.
Nice. Excellent.
Ready to go.
Well, we're so happy for you, my love, and we will be looking forward to some things in the new year. I mean, we're almost up on...
Yay.
Yeah. So we've got some things coming up in the future. We don't have anything planned right now, but we'll figure it out.
We will.
All right. So for everyone listening, you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com and at championchat360 on Instagram. We hope you enjoyed the podcast and look for lots of baby pictures and our postpartum stuff. Now we'll both be rocking it. So you'll be able to hear from two sides. I hope you have a great day and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.